Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plug Stardate 1023-2022. It's the Sexy Sunday edition.
Woo! Sexy Sunday
of Free Talk Live.
You know this because me and the captain are here.
Well, yeah, I mean,
obviously.
It doesn't get any sexier, really. I mean, if you would like to be sexy with us, 603-283-6160 is the telephone number here in the studio at Free Talk Live. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will. Joining me,
it's Nikki.
And Rich.
Why are we calling it Sexy Sunday, you might ask?
Because the show prep is off the chain.
Show prep, for whatever reason, is, well, sexually oriented.
I think it usually is on Sundays.
I mean, it can be. But I was just sort of... Richie Rich likes to bring in some pretty good stuff. Some pretty...
It was really good.
And, like, I looked at what he said, and I'm like, that's pretty top-notch stuff there, dude. And then I had some things to contribute, and, you know, Nikki had some things to contribute, and I started looking at, well, what would go well with each other? What can we segue into? And it just so happened that the first four things are sexually oriented. So,
as they should be.
So I named today's episode Sexy Sunday. It's a little different than what's the name of the show? Peter Griffin and...
Family Guy.
Family Guy, yeah. It's not a sexy party. Right? It's Sexy Sunday. It's a little different. Peter Griffin. Sorry, just had to do my Peter Griffin impersonation.
Quahog accent.
That's right. All right, so I started telling Ian about this last night, and I told him, like, look, I'm saving this for the Sunday show. And I'm like, but I thought you might appreciate this. This is from Loudwire.com. They're a heavy metal music magazine type of website. The headline reads, radio station issues apology statement for playing Steel Panther.
Ooh. That's now, not how you described it at dinner, Captain.
No, the headline that I wrote reads, radio station apologizes for Glory Hole.
Oh.
Now, I'm prohibited from describing exactly what a Glory Hole is. So for those of you listening who don't know what a Glory Hole actually is,
Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, feel free to use your favorite search engine and type in the words Glory Hole.
Just
and,
turn off the adult filtering.
Yeah, definitely turn it off. So there is a band called Steel Panther, and they are... They're sort of a pastiche band in that they play, we'll call it hair metal. Right?
Oh, okay.
Their music very hair metal, very Motley Crue, Winger, you know, Poison, that type of a thing.
That's my favorite kind.
But their lyrics are intentionally funny.
Okay.
Like they set out to write, you know, songs that are very, they have a high comedic value. They're sort of like Psycho Stick. Psycho Stick intentionally writes funny music, but they're more on like the thrash metal or the hardcore metal, where Steel Panther definitely glam. They're all about the hairspray and the bandanas and the sunglasses, all very Hollywood looking, right? So here's what happened. Steel Panther are one hell of a great time, but some of their overtly sexual innuendos might not always fly over heavily regulated airwaves.
Oh, they're just innuendos. No big deal.
Yet somehow the sounds of the band's song, Glory Hole,
okay,
found its way to the South African listening audience of LM Radio, leading the station to issue an apology.
South African? No. So this is an international incident then?
It is. Yes.
Okay.
So how did a song about a particular public restroom delight make its way to the airwaves of a station that touts playing the smoothest tunes from the 70s to today.
Or a mobile delight in some places.
Well, right, yeah. At least according to some photos we were looking at dinner earlier.
I may or may not be responsible for those photos.
Take credit.
Okay, I am responsible for those photos.
For showing us those photos, yes. Right? That wasn't like your face blocked out.
No, well, it was.
Okay.
We don't know. It was blocked out, so you don't know.
It was blocked out, so yeah, it's hard to tell. The apology...
Hard up for Goldbacks, apparently.
She was trying to win some Goldbacks, it's true. I heard her talk about
Goldbacks and crypto only.
She was making some...
I don't want that dirty fiat.
She was gambling, like trying to earn some Goldbacks.
Okay. Oh, and I did.
Yeah, you did, it's true.
I did.
You did win a Goldback. I heard it. Anyway, the apology statement, which appears to have now been taken down... But we managed to grab a screenshot of it just prior, attempts to clarify. Quote, on behalf of LM Radio, I want to apologize unreservedly for the song Glory Hole by Steel Panther that was played just after 2 p.m. yesterday, Sunday. This song, together with others from Steel Panther, was inadvertently backed up onto our server following the cyber attack on our systems earlier this year.
Oh, so they're blaming hackers.
When an hour is short scheduled, the system automatically includes songs to fill the hour.
Okay.
Glory Hole was unfortunately the song picked by the system.
It's the algorithm's fault.
Yeah, that's what they're blaming it on. They're
when in doubt, blame it on the algorithm.
So basically, somebody had a copy of this song somewhere, and it made a backup on the server
somewhere.
The hackers tried hacking. They shut everything down. They rebooted everything, restarted everything. And then the system, which is supposed to fill dead air, was like, oh, let me go find a song. And the first song it found...
Glory Hole.
Glory Hole by Steel Panther.
All right.
And it played it to their 2 p.m. audience.
I don't know what the religious life is in South Africa, but that's like your post-church going fellows around here.
They went on to add, we have immediately deleted all Steel Panther songs
lame
from our servers. I again apologize for this and assure you that the content of that song does not resonate with who we are as a radio station and as individuals. Signed, Lyndon Johnstone.
Sounds like a fake name, too.
Apparently, he's the L in LM Radio.
Okay. So, I just looked up the lyrics.
Are they safe to say online? Probably not. I mean...
No.
Okay.
And I could see how they could be problematic at 2 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, funny, though, right? They're hilarious, right?
I mean, I'd listen to this song. Yeah.
I would probably listen to it. So I haven't looked up the lyrics, but knowing what their MO is.
Yeah, and, like, this song is quintessential Steel Panther.
Okay.
Right? Like, this is what they aim for. They aim to write songs in this sort of a fashion, right, with this type of lyrics. And that, like, they want to offend people, but also entertain people who aren't offended by this stuff.
Well, the beautiful thing about innuendos, right, is they can be read multiple ways.
I don't know if this is an innuendo, though.
Okay.
It literally says...
In anendo?
Who's sucking my... tonight.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
So that goes beyond
all right.
An innuendo.
Fair enough.
But it's a question.
That's a...
It's just a question, right? You know?
Coming up next.
The apology that the radio station made yielded a mix of responses from those celebrating the station's decision to address the mishap. The fact that you took time out of your day to apologize to your listeners says a lot about you and what you stand for, stated one commenter. All the way to others who found the joy of a little Steel Panther inadvertently inserted...
There's a pun there. Innuendo.
Inadvertently inserted into the station's playlist. Thanks for that, LM Radio. In this day and age of PC and woke attitude, you just marked a Lecker song that I would never have listened to. Brilliant stuff. Glory Hole rocks your...
Whatever.
Genitalia. I can't say that word. Wrote another commenter.
So if it's not what the station usually plays,
right.
I can understand the apology. But if it's a rock station, metal station, whatever, right, then that would be the reasonable place to play that song.
I think so.
And yet another commenter comically summed up the situation in their own humorous innuendo. So an empty space was filled with a glory hole. Didn't think that one through either, did you? 603-283-6160. Are you a fan of Steel Panther?
Now I am.
More Free Talk Live is on the way.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And it is Free Talk Live.
Sexy Sunday edition.
The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. I just wanted to point out, we were talking about this article from Loudwire where this band Steel Panther has a song called Glory Hole.
And then rocking out to it on the break.
Well, so two things. Not only were we rocking out to it during the break, but also apparently Jesus the Cynic, one of our chatters, also listening to Glory Hole during the commercial.
Nice.
Well, you know what they say. Rock out with your...
Jesus out?
With your Jesus out.
I wanted to point out, so this radio, this easy listening, you know, smooth radio station in South Africa accidentally played this very graphic, descriptive song called Glory Hole by this band called Steel Panther.
What are the laws like over there? Did it even violate anything?
I'm sure it did.
I don't know, but okay. I can tell you that they likely had to pay a copyright royalty for playing the song, because that's how radio stations work. Whenever a song gets played, they got to pay, you know, 10 cents or whatever the heck it is to, you know, for playing that song. So Steel Panther made like a nickel off of this accidental playing of their song at 2 p.m. on this evening.
Or half of a penny. Their label got 9.5 cents.
Their label probably got it all. Yeah, it's true. But, yeah, so that's kind of... Those are the two things I wanted to point out about this thing.
They're going to have to spend 35 cents on a stamp to mail them a penny check for the one.
I mean, most of it's on, you know.
I think it's more than that.
What, the stamp? Yeah, the stamp's like 52 cents now.
Yeah, but I think their royalties are at least like 10 cents.
No.
Well, yeah, but you're talking about one play, right, on one radio station in South Africa.
Sometimes your plays get you a half a cent. So I know this from experience. Like once or twice a year, I will get a royalty payment from ASCAP for some of the songs that I had a hand in writing or recording or whatever. And so, like...
And they mail you a check?
No.
Oh.
No, it's all done through PayPal.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's weird. But I did... The first one that I got was a check, and it was for like $1.62. And I kept the check. I have it somewhere in one of my... deposit boxes.
Well, that's also when stamps were only like a nickel, too, so.
Yeah, but, I mean, you keep that first. It's like earning your first dollar, right? You know, if you open up a bar, restaurant, you pin it up on the wall, right? Well, it was up in our rehearsal space. I was like, look, we're professionals. We made $1. We got a check. $1.62, I think it was. Anyway, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Jerome calling from South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I have got a doozy of a story that I just finished watching on 60 Minutes.
Wait.
No, it's true.
Wait, did it take you an hour and a half to watch 60 Minutes?
No.
Okay, checking.
No. I've been watching it many, many years, but no.
What's the story?
It never takes me that long. Fox is being sued for $1.6 billion, as Mike Myers would say, dollars, for pushing that voter fraud story constantly and never, ever having one shred of evidence.
Who's being sued?
Fox News.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with the story. Could you sum it up for us, please?
Well, we talked about how the election was stolen from Trump. The voting machines were rigged. The company that ran the voting machines and is connected to the voting process, they were all rigged. It was all a bunch of lies. Trump run the election, and they stole the election from him.
I mean, you'd have to be foolish to believe that there was no cheating in the election.
Well, the fact checkers told me that wasn't true.
Where's your proof?
Where'd
you get the proof from?
Where's your proof?
I'm not saying that Trump won.
Investigations. There were over 60 investigations into this whole border thing. None of them panned out for the Republicans. None.
I mean, who's investigating? By no means do I want Trump to have won the election, but who's investigating?
Not a single investigation turned up any evidence of voter fraud. None.
That's false, too. It's just who do you believe, right? Because Dinesh D'Souza did the whole 2,000 Mules documentary.
Dinesh D'Souza, and who does he, and who is he a puppet for?
I don't care. That's what I'm saying. It's who do you believe? Yeah. There's plenty of evidence. You just don't believe what you don't want to believe.
No, I believe that they checked this out. If there was any evidence whatsoever with all these investigations, someone would have turned up something.
They did turn up something that's been ignored.
Like
that's the problem.
Like what?
Again,
no, they didn't turn up anything.
Again, watch the documentary 2,000 Mules. Right, there's a story coming out of Arizona right now of Trump supporters.
Oh yeah, right.
Monitoring the voter drop boxes, like they're sitting in their pickup truck armed with face masks.
Yeah, right.
Because of the evidence that was brought up in that documentary, that the voter that the ballot boxes were stuffed.
Trump sellout.
Hey Jerome. Hey Jerome. 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 This is supposed to be a conversation, not you talking over everybody.
I mean, that's it.
I can't let them sit there and lie like that.
I'm not lying. It's in the documentary.
Yes, you are.
They had mathematicians track people who were dropping off voter envelopes with votes in them, then they were circling back and picking up more. Like they were literally picking up voting envelopes and dropping them in an envelope in the drop box.
Did you hear Trump on the phone talking to the people in Georgia say, "I need y'all to find me some votes"?
No, I didn't. You know why I didn't hear that? Because I don't watch television. I don't watch broadcast news. You know why? Because it poisons your mind, Jerome.
So, and even if he did, right, that would be evidence of voter fraud.
Well, exactly. So it's like, either way, I don't care who wins because I hate pretty much every single politician that I don't know personally, which is like four people, right? So either way, there is voter fraud both ways. So whether a Democrat wins or whether a Republican wins, I'm sure it was rigged.
Because
none of this is real.
You believe the voter fraud that Trump committed, and other people believe the voter fraud that Biden committed, right? And I'm saying you have to be naive to believe that there was no voter fraud.
Right.
Here's the capper for you, okay? Here's the capper.
Wait, I'm the captain.
The people that work for Trump said he knew he lost the election, but he was pushing these lies anyway.
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
Are you surprised?
Yeah.
It's also hard to believe that a Trump versus Biden election, right, where Trump gets more votes than any other president in history, and Biden gets more than that, right? It's believable in any world.
Also, I have to say that, Jerome, you called and you said you had a doozy of a story. This is really quite disappointing.
It's a summary of 60 minutes.
Really, yeah.
Just go watch 60 minutes.
Isn't a doozy at all. Thanks for the call, Jerome. Not a doozy. I'm sorry. You know?
And it's just, you know what's comical? Say that there's no voter fraud because these people disproved it, but then to say that Trump committed voter fraud.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, come on.
He believes the voter fraud he wants to believe.
Exactly.
And Trump supporters believe the voter fraud that they want to believe.
That story might have been a doozy for some regular-ass conservative talk program that Jerome likes to listen to.
Or a Democrat in North Carolina.
Yeah, certainly was not a doozy for Free Talk Live, the Sexy Sunday edition, of which there's more coming up.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. President Joe Biden sought to reassure Democratic voters who had doubts about whether the 79-year-old should run for re-election, while also saying in an interview that he could drop dead tomorrow. Ukraine branded the Russian state-controlled RT media outlet as an insider of genocide on Sunday after a presenter said Ukrainian children who saw Russians as occupiers under the Soviet Union should have been drowned. In a show broadcast last week, RT presenter Anton Krasovsky said children who criticize Russia should have been thrown straight into a river with a strong current. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu in a phone call on Sunday that he rejected any pretext for Russian escalation in Ukraine, the Pentagon said. Shoigu told his French, Turkish, and British counterparts of Moscow's concern that Ukraine could detonate a dirty bomb, according to the Russian Defense Ministry. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Here and this is where we are. You are there, and that's where you are. And everybody else is, well, not here or there.
Nowhere to be found.
If you're there and you want to be here, you can dial 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160, because this is Free Talk Live, and we are a live call-in radio program where you can talk about whatever you want.
But call in with better than a doozy.
Yeah, try it.
Like, a doozy and a half.
I'm not going to give him too much crap. Jerome's usually a pretty good caller. But when he calls in, he's like, I have a doozy for you. And then it's just about the voting thing. I'm like, that's not really a doozy.
Maybe pretty for, sure that's like common knowledge.
Maybe for like the other conservative talk programs that are on the station that you happen to listen to. But we're not really a conservative talk program. We just happen to be carried on a conservative station where Jerome listens.
And this is Sexy Sunday. Like, you're going to need something more than that.
Yeah.
We opened the show with a doozy.
We did.
That's a doozy.
That was a doozy.
We're going to start talking about glory holes, and then he calls in about Fox News getting sued.
And in fact, that
first
article was about Steel Panther's glory hole.
Right.
Which sounds weird if you don't know what Steel Panther is.
Isn't it that cologne from Anchorman?
It's got real bits of panther in it.
It smells like Bigfoot.
It's got real bits of panther in it, so you know it's good. I got to tell you, Brian, that's pure gasoline. So this article from Loudwire is... So
Steel Panther is a band, and they have a song called Glory Hole. Their lyrics are very explicit, and all that's their shtick. That's what they do. And some African radio, easy listening radio station, accidentally played a Steel Panther song in
South Africa.
South Africa, yeah. And some of their listeners got offended. Right, and so the station issued an apology. The article continues to say that after one of their listeners comically summed up the situation saying, so an empty space was filled with a glory hole? News of the mishap actually made its way back to Steel Panther, the band.
Nice.
Who responded in a typically humorous way, commenting, quote, they say, we're sorry. We say, you're welcome.
Nice. How appropriate. And where's my royalty check?
Here's your penny.
Right. For all the new Steel Panther fans out there, as a result of this miscue, well, you can find them on tour in the U.S., Canada, and Australia to finish out the year. I don't know what their website is, but I'm sure if you go to your favorite search engine, you can find it. Some of the commenters were saying they were listening to Steel Panther during the commercial break. And something else. I don't know. What else went on? Oh, Bikers on Call says, what is the sexy part? Well, the sexy part is...
It's us. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, we have to tell you that? You have to ask? Are you not listening?
He must
listening?
Be listening on the radio. He must not be tuned in.
Either
to
way,
the...
we sound sexy.
It's yeah. The lewd
These
and
mics
lascivious.
Make us sound way sexier than we actually are.
It's the upcoming lewd and lascivious articles that we're eventually going to get into.
We hope.
But not interrupted by doozies of stories.
Or non-doozies.
Yeah.
What's the opposite of doozy?
A floozy. Oozy.
Oozy? No, that's a submachine gun.
Well, that would be cool.
You can get them.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Segueing into the next article.
Sexy article.
Since it's Sexy Sunday. This from Intellectual Takeout. Something wicked this way comes.
Wicked.
Sex bots are in production. So for,
thank God.
For all of you, you know.
Because I'm tired of putting out.
All of you folks tired of the, you know, whatever devices you're using or whatever, you know. You've been waiting on this day for your sexy robot.
So much variety for females. Dude's got a flashlight.
I believe it's pronounced fleshlight.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
well,
have
you
to check the spelling.
It up, you know?
You have to check the spelling on the box.
Okay.
You're going to get creative.
Okay.
You arrive home from a long day of work. Your partner greets you at the door with your favorite beverage, eases you into a chair, and massages your shoulders to get rid of the kinks accumulated by the day.
Wait, is this...
Supper, healthy, and one of your favorite meals is already on the stove. After you eat... Your partner spends that time telling you how well you look. You drink a cup of perfectly brewed coffee while the two of you discuss the latest news or movie or whatever topic you usually talk over.
This doesn't sound real.
Your partner is relaxed and interested only in you, asking questions about your day, responding to your complaints, offering no complaints in return, but only sympathy for you.
Sounds like Blade Runner 2049.
This compliant creature then offers physical interest
compliant
in you.
Creature.
Stroking your thigh, kissing your lips, offering favors to you without complaint or disagreement, taking your hand and drawing you to the bedroom.
Ooh.
You are clearly desired just as you are, warts and all.
Oh.
Hey, sorry about your warts, pal.
They could have left that part out.
Whether you are overweight or a smoker, whether you are highly intelligent or dumb as dirt, whether you are wealthy or poor, whether you are black, white, brown, purple, or none of these things, none of it matters. What does matter is that your partner is a sex bot. Your partner is a robot designed to have sex with you.
Apparently a lot more than that, because everything up to that also sounded wonderful.
It's like a maid and a cook and a it's like the Jetsons took Rosie and like amped her up a little bit.
There you
right?
go.
Gave her some implants, right? You know, some bouncy jiggly. In some ways, this partner sounds great, doesn't it? You never have to give excuse as to where you have been or what you've been doing. You never have to justify your income or your lifestyle. You never have to engage in quarrels about how you've spent your wages or who you are seeing or even who you are in regards to the relationship. You can be a saint or a jerk. Your partner doesn't care.
Am I a robot?
Sold. How much?
Of course, there are a few drawbacks.
Oh, son of a...
First on the list, you are sleeping with a machine.
Wouldn't be the first time, am I right?
I mean, do you have one of those, like, you know, sleep number beds? Because your bed's a machine. You're already sleeping with one.
I got one of those foot massagers. Stick your feeties in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Is it?
It is, yeah.
All right.
It's a machine.
Do you sleep with it?
No, but I stare in the bedroom.
Okay.
What defines a machine? Like a heated blanket?
Technically, humans could maybe be defined as machines.
Okay.
Certainly biomechanical.
Okay.
And electrical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very.
Someday soon, first on the list, you're sleeping with a machine. Yes, someday soon, the skin of that machine will be warm as human flesh. The body may belong exclusively to you. It may feel real, but that thing with which you share a bed is a machine. And it is a machine programmed to have sex with you, to fornicate with you, but not to love you.
Aww.
It is not female. It is not male.
Sounds like it's 2022.
You are having sex, not making love with the machine. You can pretend all you like, but no matter how sophisticated that thing you are in bed with is, it's still just a computer programmed for sex.
All right. So the definition of a machine is a physical system using power to apply forces and control movement to perform an action.
It's very specific.
Sounds like a human, right?
Read that again.
A machine is a physical system using power to apply forces and control movement to perform an action.
Sounds like government.
I was going to say it sounds like a lady.
You're using power to, you know.
That too.
Force people to perform.
Sounds like Nancy Pelosi.
I mean, again, the way they described it in the beginning, right? Like, I'm not put off by that.
No. Right? Sounds wonderful.
Depends on what, like, what is your love language? If your love language is like, make me dinner, rub my feet. And
sounds legit.
Sounds legit. Like, I'm sold. Feels like love to me, man.
Every day can be steak and BJ day.
Absolutely. Sold. How much? I'll start saving now.
This machine is not a person you can compliment or offend. It's not a soul whom you can draw closer by your love or drive away by your terrible behavior. It's not even the same as owning a dog or a cat who love you for the affection you bestow. It's a piece of plastic and wires programmed to offer you sex and self-esteem. Question. Does copulating with a robot make somebody more fully human?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Word in the English language, and it's only two letters.
One of my biggest writing faux pas is starting sentences with "and" because they make sense in my head.
Oh.
And, yeah.
And we're back.
And we're back.
And we are back. This is Free Talk Live. If you want to join us, the telephone number is 603-283-6160. We're going to get back to talking about these sexy robots here on Sexy Sunday. But first, I have to tell you, Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information, neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important world-changing information. If you're already knowledgeable about crypto, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com.
Bitcoin is sexy.
It's true. Crypto is sexy in general. Decentralization, sexy concept. I agree. I just want to, I haven't previewed this at all, but it's a bit of a video contained within this article about these sexy robots.
The first time I saw Harmony and
Harmony.
She was talking, I was mesmerized by her. She could smile, batting her eyes, moving her head, and
this video
being
is creepy.
Able to physically interact with these pieces of art is amazing.
Don't you want to be able to actually be with a thinking, feeling human being who can have conversations with you, who can empathize with you?
You know, it's so funny. I don't miss that. I was married for 15 years.
That's why you don't miss it.
A companion that you can physically program.
She's got a nice rack.
They will always be honest.
Yeah, they're very bimbo-looking.
No malice.
Bimbo-esque.
Some people listening to this are going to think it's super weird.
I'm sure.
Not our listeners.
What would you say to them?
In 20 years, it'll be normal.
In 20 years, it'll be normal.
How much?
Yeah, see, that's the question.
That's the question.
They don't actually answer that. So
that means too much.
Yeah.
My fear is that they're going to turn it into a subscription service.
Of course.
Because that's what they do.
Got to download the updates.
For only $50 a month,
yeah.
You know, she'll do this.
Yeah. They'll tag you for the one-time fee for the hardware.
Right.
And then you'll have to get the extended warranty.
Of course.
Right, which will give a whole new chapter to these. We've been trying to reach you about your extended warranty. Right. Now they're coming after your sex bot, right? And then, yeah, you know, if you want them to do certain things, oh, you have to buy the
premium package.
The whore upgrade or whatever, okay. Right? You know, to get them to do certain acts or whatever, you know. Oh, no, I'm sorry, sir. The what's the movie all the chicks were about?
I don't know. Titanic?
No.
All the chicks were about.
The one where, like, they meet the rich guy and he, like, ties them up and stuff.
Oh, Grey's.
Fifty Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey. Yeah. If you want the 50 Shades of Grey upgrade, that's a whole other level. You know, you have to pay for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I see where you're going with that, and I think you're right. That's probably exactly what will happen. It'll turn into a subscription that will just will take all your money.
Face model, $1,000 stuff for the first 3 months.
Yeah.
I mean, either way, if you don't pay it, she's still there. She might not move or anything, but.
That's even creepier.
Why are you calling it she?
Because she's got boobs and stuff. I'm sorry. I know I'm not very politically correct. Maybe I should have asked her gender.
Because it's 2022.
What's your gender? She said she was a woman.
Some guys clearly want these robots, the article continues.
Incels.
They want sex without the human factor. Yet, in the YouTube clip, one of the designers says his sex bots will never replace human beings in relationships. It'll never happen, he says. It's an alternative, not a replacement. How does this guy know it'll never happen? And how are alternatives not replacements? So, good question.
We got some real journalism going on asking the tough questions.
So if Jim prefers his wife one night, and Marsha the machine the next. Marsha, apparently, you were right.
Yeah, that's
a female.
Female name.
Marsha
the
machine. Is it odd that I actually know somebody named Marsha the machine who's a real human? Is it just an alternative? How does Jim explain that choice to his wife or to himself?
Well, I mean, if your husband needs to get one of these things, that should probably tell you a few, like, it should tell the woman a few things about their performance.
I wonder,
I'm not totally bought into that. Because, you know.
Well, you don't know how much it costs.
Well, no. What I'm saying is you can still, like, love your wife and appreciate her performance, right? And still want some variety. Yes.
Not when it comes to a robot.
What about the other way around, right? Is she also entitled to a male robot?
Well, women already do that. Women do that all the time with their dildos and whatever, and that's completely socially acceptable.
Right.
But when a man does it, it's not socially acceptable.
Right.
So, I kind of get that.
I'm just saying that, you know, there's variety is always going to be there. And some people, you know, ignore that desire or that drive or that motivation.
Yeah.
And some people don't.
Well, and there are folks who are in, like, what do they call, open relationships and that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Or polyamorous.
Yeah,
kind of a thing. So there are people who, you know, take their variety seriously in their relationships and are able to cope and, you know, do all those things. So
I had a friend. Yeah, we'll say that.
Okay.
I know a guy.
I know a guy.
Who was very adamant. Like, I really do love my wife. But what drives me, right, is the chase. And so there's always going to be a desire for another chase. Now, he didn't cheat. Didn't step out of line or anything.
Yeah.
But it was, according to him, difficult to continuously be intimate with his wife because he just desired the chase, and the chase was over. So...
I get that.
Yeah.
And I think those sort of things, like within relationships, like that needs to be talked about.
Understood.
But where it's so taboo, and most women would get real pissed off about that.
Well,
like if your
that's
husband
on you
said
guys.
That to you.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, you know, that needs to be a conversation. Like if my husband felt like that, you know, I'd want him to say something to me. You know, I don't want you to keep those pent up feelings inside. And I'm, you
it's
know.
Be interesting at the Nikki house after the show tonight.
Listen.
Now that we've broached the subject.
Have you been having sex with robots?
Why, what did you find?
What did Richie Rich tell you?
It's going to have something to do with his firearms.
In the same video, the video that they have in this story, in the same video, we learn that thousands of Japanese males have online relationships with fictitious females, faux lovers who are there to fulfill their sexual needs, who make them feel important, who don't offer the emotional hassles of dealing with real
anime?
Human beings.
Oh, man. Now we got to get the
I'm
Urban Dictionary
sure
of
anime.
Wife. Unmentioned, however, is the fact that Japan is facing a demographic collapse. Birth rates have fallen 37 years in a row.
Yeah.
When asked in the YouTube video, what if people prefer virtual partners over real partners who are less than perfect? Another designer chuckles and replies, we're going to solve the population problem that way.
Oh, okay, Bill Gates.
Right.
If it's a naturally occurring thing, that's just how populations work.
I mean, it sounds more fun than a vaccine that kills everybody. Right? Sex robots, vaccine, I mean...
There is a theory already out there, right, that the rise of transgenderism is nature's way of culling the population back.
It's turning the frogs gay! It's in the water.
No, not the frog. I mean, just saying, like, because they're not going... Well, they're less likely to reproduce naturally, right? So all of a sudden you get to a population level that's so large, and all of a sudden, you know, there's a rise of that coming out, and then the population drops back to natural levels, and... The strong survive because they're reproducing.
Well, they're drinking the water,
maybe.
And the water's making them gay and transgender.
Hmm. Well, then. So, what's the solution? Drink booze?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
that'll
no
definitely
solution.
Get you pregnant.
For the theory, there's no real solution. It's just that's how nature works.
I don't know if I mentioned it on the show last night, but there was a campaign in Washington State that was get hammered, get nailed.
Nice.
It was their DUI, and they changed it quickly to drive hammered, get nailed after they realized it was a faux pas. 603-283-6160. More free talk live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.